AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump and Melania Trump both called for ABC to fire Jimmy Kimmel after a joke he made last week in which the late-night comic described the First Lady as having, quote, the glow of an expectant widow. Here's Press Secretary Caroline Levitt.
Who in their right minds says a wife would be glowing over the potential murder of her beloved husband? And having experienced what I did with the First Lady on Saturday night, I can tell you that she was anything but that.
The remark about the president's wife was part of a routine on Thursday's Jimmy Kimmel Live, where the host pretended to deliver a comedy routine at the White House Correspondents' Association dinner. That event, 2 nights later, was cut short when a man armed with guns and knives tried to enter the ballroom inside the Washington Hilton, where the Trumps and much of the nation's political leadership had gathered. Britain's King Charles III is in Washington and is scheduled to address a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress today. He'll be the first British monarch to address Congress since Queen Elizabeth II in 1991. The visit comes at a challenging moment for U.S.-UK relations. Trump's up-and-down relationship with Prime Minister Keir Starmer has taken a particularly sour turn over the past several months as the president has sought to rally international support for the war in Iran. A woman who accused former movie mogul Harvey Weinstein of rape is testifying against him for the third time. Jessica Mann took the witness stand yesterday at Weinstein's latest retrial. Weinstein has denied the allegations. Mann will return today to the witness stand where she could face days of additional questioning by prosecutors and Weinstein's new lawyers. Markets on Wall Street were mixed in early trading and oil prices soared. More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolball. The Orlando Magic beat the Detroit Pistons 94-88 to take a 3-1 first-round series lead, putting the East number one seed on the brink of elimination. Desmond Bane had 22 points.
I'm excited for the challenge, you know, go back up there to Detroit and try to close it out there.
Dallas's Cooper Flagg has edged former Duke teammate Con Knipple of Charlotte to win the NBA Rookie of the Year award. In the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Pittsburgh Penguins kept their season alive, edging the Philadelphia Flyers 3-2 in Game 5 to send the best-of-seven series back to Philly. Major League Baseball, the New York Yankees won for the ninth time in 10 games, 4-2 over the Rangers for their AL-leading 19th win, and the Cleveland Guardians are calling up 2024 number one overall pick and 23-year-old second baseman Travis Bazzana.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of bagged concrete and mortar mixes, great for any project. Whether you're pouring a walkway, a concrete slab, or setting a post, view our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening now.
Save big.